This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, that lion horns on the right bay. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Got you for 3 hours till 5 o'clock, 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And on this, what is it, Wednesday? Wednesday morning, we'll be taking your phone calls all the way till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. as we wait for Aaron Rodgers. And I'm telling you, the longer it goes, the more I feel better about the chances of the New York Giants acquiring Aaron Rodgers. Now, you know, everybody's I heard Tiki today and Evan today. Oh, what would entice Aaron Rodgers to be a New York Giant? Yes, we all know. We all know. I don't know if Minnesota wants him, but Minnesota, that offense, what they could do there. The wide receiver weapons they have. Far better, right? Far better. The amount of wins, what the Giants are. Oh, it's so much. You'd rather go there. We don't know if they want him. J.J. McCarthy is obviously sitting there. It sounds less and less like the Vikings are a viable option. Sure. The Pittsburgh Steelers, as we wait. Again, that seems to be what we're waiting for. Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there's been some reports that there's been a negotiation issue or there's been a snag or, you know, because obviously to me, as I sit here and we waited all day yesterday, like all day yesterday, as we wait for me, this is the biggest, this is what we're waiting for as New York Giant fans because they've been busy. They've been busy and they have fixed that defense, that defensive backfield that once was a major issue. Last year, a huge, with Banks as your number one corner, as all the youth that was promising and Drew Phillips and Durbin, the idea that this defense couldn't, you know, the defensive coordinator was terrible. John, the owner speaking out after the season that he was tired of watching the defense and the other teams go up and down the field and how bad this defensive backfield is and how much work the defense needs. Well, the Giants have been out filling up that defensive backfield. You got Adebo the other day as a corner. Yesterday they added Holland, a safety, arguably one of the top defensive free agents available, let alone safeties. Now I know there's been some, why did you let go of Xavier McKinney last year only to bring in Holland this year? What? Look, they got him for less money. We know the issues with McKinney. I think he lost favor with the organization. They brought him in for less money. Plus, they got, because he was a Pro Bowler and he played so well in Green Bay, they had a they got a compensatory third-round pick for him. But whatever the case may be, the Giants have gone out and really improved this defense. And this defensive backfield that had two prospects or two draft picks in Newbin and Drew Phillips last year added now a legitimate number one corner coming off an injury, yes. You know, he can get beat down the field a little bit, but he's one of the better, you know, ball hawks in the league. He's better at defending the pass. He's better at making plays on the ball. That's a real skill for him. You've added Holland, who's one of the premier safeties, who everyone told me no free agents want to come to the Giants. Apparently, he's taken less money to come to the Giants. That's just reports. We're not sure yet, as the free agency period hasn't even started. But this defense is starting to look a lot better. They have invested a lot of money, a lot of talent. And you know that they can get after the quarterback, right? Whatever we think about Kayvon Thibodeau and whether he's worth the draft pick that he was selected at, we know that he's a serviceable edge rusher. Not a great player, not worthy of his pick, but serviceable. We know what Burns is. And we know Dexter Lawrence is without question, he might be the best defensive tackle in the sport. He's without question the best defensive tackle at creating pressure on the quarterback. They can get after the quarterback, and now they can defend far better than they could just a few days ago. They re-signed Slayton to a three-year deal, and I know there's some controversy around that and how much money he got paid compared to Saquon Barkley. I don't even want to have that discussion. We can at 888-808-1019. But the fact of the matter is, for the money he got compared to the Palmers of the world who went out and got the same money, Slayton has led the Giants with terrible quarterback play. With terrible quarterback play, he's led the Giants in receiving yards three of the last 4 years. He's been able to get over 700 yards. He's got speed. He had an opportunity to go other places, I have no doubt. And he decided to come back to the New York Giants. And they have, after, you know, the pie in the sky, Higgins was tagged in Cincinnati. The pie in the sky getting another major big-time wide receiver went via the, you know, wayside. They were able to bring back Slayton. And if you look at this team, I'm sorry, maybe I'm crazy. Right then here, I hope Brent Long Island's listening, because here comes some Giant positivity. As I look at this team, and I heard Evan today talk about the only reason that the New York Giants could sell Aaron Rodgers is that he's had a house in New Jersey. I don't know about that. Yes, they're in a tough division. I'm sorry, is Pittsburgh not? Do they not have Joe Burrow in that division? Do they not have the two-time MVP Lamar Jackson in that division? Yes, the Giants have Philadelphia and now the emerging Washington Commanders, who've added, obviously, another offensive lineman in Tunsil to help protect their great young quarterback. They've added the wide receiver in Deebo Samuel. They're going to be a very good team. But as I look at this and the days go by, and yesterday we were waiting around for the news, and if it was going to be the clear-cut better option, which, as positive as I'm being right now about the New York Giants, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. The Pittsburgh Steelers, even though the Giants have won a Super Bowl more recently, the Pittsburgh Steelers are one of the better-run franchises in the sport. They've got a legitimately good defense with one of the great defensive players in Watt. They just added DK Metcalf to go along with Pickens as the two wide receivers for that team. Right? That is a spot where you know, and they've got one of the best head coaches inarguably of this generation. So going to Pittsburgh is a far better option for Aaron Rodgers. There is no doubt. And if it was so far better, and they were so interested in him, and Aaron Rodgers had no other reason but to consider anybody else. Now, maybe he's waiting for Minnesota. Maybe he is. But I'll tell you this. I don't think Minnesota's, you know, right now, you've got J.J. McCarthy. And I know that there's a good chance, a very good chance, hell, it better freaking be the case, that Aaron Rodgers is going to come to the New York Giants with a drafted quarterback. But that's year one. If you go to Minnesota, one, you're following the footsteps almost identically of Brett Favre and we all know the connection to Rodgers and Favre, it would just be a bit odd. And I know I just recently saw on Twitter, Favre did a podcast and someone asked him about it. Like, but that would be Jets, finish your career with Minnesota, with Green Bay under, you know, the new quarterback wanting to play under circumstances where you and the organization are kind of on the outs. You talk about half retiring in your darkness retreat, much like, you know, Favre had retired and then wanted to come back and everything. Then you go to the Jets. It doesn't work. It actually was more successful in the 1 year with the New York Jets for Favre than it was for you. And now you're going to follow it up and go be the enemy again for Green Bay, much like Favre, and follow in the exact footsteps. It's a bit odd. It's not the be-all, end-all, but it's a bit odd. And then the fact of the matter is, for me, and this is why they preferred somebody like Daniel Jones, was because eventually, once J.J. McCarthy is healthy, how many years are you going to sit on your draft pick? Like, sure, if Rodgers comes in and has to play because of injuries and they win some games, yeah, maybe it'll stick and maybe that's what he's waiting for. But J.J. McCarthy is not the same as a New York team that is desperate for wins. Desperate for wins. Both of the general manager, who's acting like it now, spending money all over the place, and the head coach are desperate for victories to save their job. And they would have a freshly drafted quarterback, I would think, maybe even one they traded up to number one to go get. But if they're bringing in Aaron Rodgers, I would think there's more of a safety net that you'll be able to finish the year, especially if you're being productive with the New York Giants, than even Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy. And if these two better options were available to him, why are we still waiting here today? Why was the news not announced yesterday as the New York Giants are waiting to choose and see if Aaron Rodgers chooses them or they're forced to take Russell Wilson? The farther it goes, the more and more likely I think the Giants are going to be able to sell themselves. Like, they have, and the reports are that they've tried to sell Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is a young, dynamic wide receiver that Rodgers could come in here and help mold and really work with and take under his wing. And he's talked about this with Garrett Wilson, and it didn't work all that well with Garrett Wilson. I understand that. But it worked with Davante Adams at the beginning of their career. And I think he's talked about it enough where I think that's appealing to him. And overall, I'm sorry, maybe I'm crazy. And this is why I wanted to tank last year. This is why I wanted to tank last year. Because if you get the quarterback, I don't think this team is that far off. I don't think the Giants are that bad. You look at the amount of money and talent they have now put into this defense. You look at how they have fixed this defensive backfield. You look at now how they have a number one corner. They have a legitimate safety. You could have, you know, Phillips and Newbin now actually playing less important roles as they develop after successful, extremely successful rookie seasons in the defensive backfield. Plus, you have guys who can get after the quarterback. And, you know, Bobby Okereke had a down year. There's some thoughts about how he's viewed inside the organization. But him and McFadden are about as two good linebackers as they've had in the last 10 years. Like, they have an ability to make leaps and bounds defensively. And if they get Aaron Rodgers to go along with Malik Nabers and Tracy, I think this is a far more appealing job than we are giving it credit for. And yes, we are waiting. And yes, I'm sure he still wants Pittsburgh. I'm not saying they're better than the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm certainly not saying that offensively, or just looking what they did last year with Sam Darnold and the offensive coach there in O'Connell and how successful he's been with almost any quarterback there. But if it falls through with Pittsburgh on a one-year deal, this is, again, the dream. Go out there, draft the quarterback, bring in Aaron Rodgers, pay him whatever he... Again, I don't care, and I know we've talked about the contract. It can't be a long contract because clearly you're not going to have him for more than 1 year. But if you can bring him in here, and I heard Tiki talk about the hero complex, I do think there is an element to Aaron Rodgers who would want to turn around this franchise, stick it to the New York Jets in this building, and turn around the once great Giants franchise that has been at the depths of its history over the last 6-7 years. If he comes in here and transforms this team that has just implemented a ton of talent, still has the draft with the 3rd overall pick and, you know, obviously top draft picks in every round and an ability to go out there and still bring more talent into this team. With Andrew Thomas healthy, Illuminor, they've added an offensive tackle. They're talking about moving Evan Neal to inside at guard. Like, the offensive line last year, when you look at it before the Andrew Thomas injury, it wasn't all that bad. I think the Giants are in a perfect situation where if you get Aaron Rodgers in here, you sell him on Malik Nabers, you sell him on what this team can be with Slayton, who has legitimate speed as a number two, Wandale Robinson as your slot wide receiver, Tracy is your young running back, an offensive line that's bolstered by a legitimate Pro Bowl left tackle, a defense that just added a ton. They arguably got the best cornerback and best safety available in this market to go along with Phillips and Newbin, to go along with Dexter Lawrence, who Aaron Rodgers himself a few years ago called the best defensive tackle in the game. And we know Burns and Thibodeau can get after the quarterback. This team can have a major turnaround, win games now while they get ready for the future, and start to build that culture everybody is so obsessed with. There is a vision right now, finally, after really feeling like, you know, I know that there was that feeling after the playoff game. And sure, of course, why wouldn't there be, right? You felt like we had the coach, the quarterback finally emerged. You have the all-world running back in Barkley. And it felt like, okay, maybe they were building something. And I don't know about you, but it got wiped away with the 40-0 drubbing from the Dallas Cowboys in week one of that season. From that moment on, I have felt hopeless as a Giant fan. Hopeless. Right now, as we are still waiting, and the longer it goes, the more likely it is for me that he comes to the Giants. If Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the Giants, if they draft their future quarterback at the top of the draft, you are looking right now with this roster, that quarterback, this coach, and the future. I feel as good about a Giants franchise as I have had in forever. It is as good as you could possibly hope for. The general manager has gone out there and spent money. I think he's had, if you look at the numbers, I think the contract they got Holland for is a good contract. I think the contract they got Slayton for, considering you look at the other numbers and the fledgling players who got $10, $11 million, the wide receivers. You look at some of the wide receivers last year who are comparable to Slayton and the contracts they got. I know everybody's hung up on the Barkley contract in comparison. We all know running backs are different. We saw the contract he got now. Move on from it. Wide receivers are more valuable. Look at the comps compared to their positions, and look at where the Giants were in cap space and where the cap overall was in the amount of money you could spend. The cap itself has gone up almost $40 million. The Giants don't have a quarterback making $40 million on the roster right now. They had more of an ability to spend money, and it made more sense now than it did last year for Barkley. But you look at the actual contract Holland got. You look at the contract they gave the corner out of New Orleans, you look at the contract they gave Slayton, you look at this team. Right now, this GM has made shrewd moves. He's bolstered a defense that was a disaster last year, and they are a good quarterback away with this offensive coach from being a legitimately good football team. And we wait for it. We wait for it with bated breath. 888-808-1019, much like we wait for the New York Yankees to spend money, and it ain't coming. We'll get to that in a little bit. I felt like I've yelled so much about Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees spending zero money. And I don't know how many times I could tell you. Again, we'll get into it. The idea that the New York Yankees, and I've defended Al, we've done this a bunch, I think the idea he doesn't care about winning is stupid. The idea he's cheap is a ridiculous statement. But I'll tell you what else is ridiculous. The idea that this team, in desperate need of a bat, in desperate need of something, is still peddling this nonsense about the final luxury tax and the no one's asking to spend $100 million. But we talked about that report that came out about how much money they made. Now we know $27 million is coming back into their pocket with the Cole injury. And we are still hearing the general manager, who I don't blame for this. He's the mouthpiece. This is about Hal. The general manager still telling us that the luxury tax is preventing them from doing a damn thing to help this team right now. 888-808-1019. We'll get into it. We'll start with the quarterback position. We start with waiting for Aaron Rodgers. And how good can the Giants be with competent quarterback play? Right? Because they'll tell you. Right? I'll never forget that press conference. So many of Brian Daboll's press conferences have been completely forgettable. So many of them were, I've got to look at the tape. So many of them were, we got to do a better job. So many of them were boring, repetitive, banging your head against the wall. But after that great victory against the Colts, after that season-saving victory to ensure that they did not lose every home game in their building last year, after that great win where Drew Lock played an impeccable game, arguably the best of his career, and Malik Nabers showed out and they had an offensive explosion, what did the coach tell you? That's what happens when you get good quarterback play. So we've been having this discussion about where the Giants are, what they could be. Hell, we've been having it with the Jets too. It's a disaster, the quarterback in this town. But the Giants and Brian Daboll sure think they're good quarterback play away from being a good football team. And last year it felt stupid. And last year it felt lazy. And last year it felt like excuses. But as I sit here today, maybe it's not so crazy. Maybe it's not an excuse. I think the Giants, as they sit right now, are good quarterback play away from being a football team we can actually enjoy watching next year. I'm not telling you they're a playoff team. I'm not telling you they're a championship caliber team. I'm not saying look out for the Giants in the NFC. What I'm saying is this team can be far better than it's been. And I do think it's a better place and can be a hell of a lot more of an enticing place for Aaron Rodgers to come play than people want to make it out to be. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll come back, take your phone calls. We'll get into the Yankee baseball, what's going on with the Mets as well, as it just seems like every day they get another good pitching performance in spring training. Now it's Tyler McGill's turn. We'll get into that. The Rangers with another devastating loss as they have just had a miserable three games.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 229, McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. I waited all day yesterday. I was waking up. I was trying to go back to sleep. Putting my sleep mask on, trying to not focus on where Aaron Rodgers is going to go. It's on the forefront of my mind. It's on the forefront of my mind. And I know, look, does it feel like last resort for Aaron Rodgers? Is he desperate to go anywhere but the New York Giants? I don't know. I think the longer it takes, the more likely it is he is a New York Giant. I think they want him the most. Doesn't mean they'll get him. And I do think, look, I'm being objective. You look at Pittsburgh, it's a better landing spot. He'll be more successful there. He's got no one underneath him. He's the guy. It doesn't matter what the season looks like. He's going to have a chance to turn it around. You know, his patented and famous relax. He won't have a chance to relax in Minnesota, that's for sure. Now, I expect him to be good if he goes there, but he won't be able to relax with J.J. McCarthy. Like, they'll go to J.J. McCarthy. Even with the New York Giants, I would think they would promise him the year. I would think, but I mean, if it falls, if they're 1-5, there's no relax. There's, okay, we're moving to the young quarterback. Like, that's it. Where he would have a chance to turn things around in Pittsburgh, but I don't know if you view it as that. Like, well, if things go terrible the first 4 weeks, where's my best opportunity? Like, I think he expects to come in and play well. That's who Aaron Rodgers is. Aaron Rodgers expects to come in and play well. He expected to come in and take the Jets to the Super Bowl. He will expect to take the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Super Bowl. He will expect to take the Minnesota Vikings to the Super Bowl. And I would think he would come and expect to turn the Giants into a winning team. I don't know if he would have Super Bowl expectations with the New York Giants. But I think he would have expectations of coming in and winning games and never having to worry about the young draft pick. And I just think it's a better selling place, and I think it's been a good couple days for Joe Shane. Not great. He's had money to spend. The team's been awful. You typically don't want to have to build so much of your team through free agency. The draft was good last year. After all the nonsense of Hard Knocks, the draft was good last year. I know we're hung up on Saquon Barkley's contract. Darius Slayton, who has a tendency to drop balls, there's no doubt about it, but he also has good speed, has been a good player, and I'm telling you, for what he is, that is not a bad contract. You look at what Palmer got. Pretty much, you know, I mean, that's what Palmer's not, I don't think, is good, and got pretty much the same money. This felt like a, you know, we were all surprised that they signed Slayton. But I think you have an opportunity to have that. You got Theo Johnson. Like, I think there are weapons in that offense. It's just a matter of whether or not they can block it up. 888-808-1019. So I think the Giants are actually a better landing spot than people want to admit. And I think if Aaron Rodgers comes here, the Giants are a winning football team. Or at least, you know, a close to 500, leaps and bounds from where they've been. A pleasure to watch. We will not have to worry about firing the coach and GM. I won't be screaming tank. And we'll just have a nice winning season, feel a hell of a lot better about the organization as we start next year with the young quarterback who's had a year to learn from Aaron Rodgers, a year to watch, a year to work with Brian Daboll, a year in this offense. And hopefully it's Cam Ward. That's the quarterback I would like. Hopefully they trade up to number one and get Cam Ward. And you have Cam Ward starting next year with a roster that just won some games that we feel a hell of a lot better about. A coaching staff we feel a hell of a lot better about. A general manager we feel a hell of a lot better about. An organization that we feel a hell of a lot better about. It's this close. Ralph and Bradley Beach. What's up, Ralph?
Well, I just got off the red eye, and I was at the Cal Stadium, and I was right next to Aaron Rodgers' locker. They have a whole thing made up of Aaron Rodgers' locker down there. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't feel this at all.
They have a like a model of his locker?
No, they have. You go in a stadium, which is refurbished. Cal Bears. My sister's the right side of the block.
All right, wait. Say where you were again, because
Sorry. Yeah, I just got off the red eye.
You got off the red eye.
Cal Berkeley. I got off the red. My sister has a restaurant.
I'm sorry. I know we went over this before.
I got off the red eye, and I'm a big. I saw the Boston College Cal Bears softball game. I was
locked into it.
4-3. No, but yep. I saw the locker room. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been a fan for a long time, and I love you, C-Mac.
Yeah.
But I'm talking chemistry. I do not want the cancer in this.
Why
team.
Is he a cancer? Why is he a cancer? What
He's
makes
crazy
him a cancer
right now? He's crazy right now, and he's talking all this other stuff. He has that look when he makes a bad play. I've seen things. And, CJ, you tell me why. This guy will not. I want Cam Ward. I don't want this guy near us. I hear what you're saying, CJ.
Yeah.
And I don't want to believe you're true because you know what you're talking about. But tell me, I do not want. And on the flight was Smith, the center. And I'll tell you, he gave me a wave, Jay Smith. And I'll tell you, I want young. I want chemistry. I do not want this. And I want to believe in you because you know what you're talking about. You're a manly word. You've been around. Make me believe it. I don't want him. I do want him there. Let him stay in Jersey. I don't want him near us. I mean, you tell me. I understand. I want Cam Ward, too. Big U.S. I want Cam Ward. I want to run the quarterback. We have no line, baby.
The idea that they have no line, you need a running quarterback. One, Cam Ward is not necessarily a great running quarterback. He's a pocket presence guy, much more than he is a mobile, you know, running quarterback. They're not going to draft Justin Fields. And like, again, Daniel Jones was a running quarterback. How did that work? Like it's not like, oh, we have a crappy offensive line. Get me a running quarterback who could run for his life better. Like that doesn't work. Even with a running quarterback, you need a good offensive line. And the offensive line isn't like, again, if Andrew Thomas is healthy, the offensive line has a chance to be better than we think. Illuminor has proven to be good for this team. They still have Runyon. Like, they signed another offensive tackle. There's a chance they move Illuminor to guard along with Evan Neal. We've got to see it play out. As long as Andrew Thomas is there, the line has a chance to be much better. They don't need a running quarterback. Stop. I'm not against it necessarily if there was a great option for a running quarterback. Like if, you know, if they, and as great as he's been passing, like if they want to trade for Lamar Jackson, okay, great. Bring in the running quarterback. Like you want to bring in a great, great player? I don't care. Run, throw, whatever, fine. But you think like Justin Fields would come here and be good with the Giants because the offensive line's not good? That's not a selling point. Like, I don't understand that idea. Aaron Rodgers can get rid of the ball quick. I think the offensive line can be better. I'm fine with that. And he's what makes anybody think, like, again, I know he does the Pat McAfee interview. I know. I know he talks about crazy stuff. I know he's, you know, Epstein lists and challenging Fauci to debates on vaccines and ayahuasca and everything else. Darkness retreats. I get it. But you talk to any teammate, and if you think, like, this would be one thing. If he goes to Pittsburgh, right? If he goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers and they collapse from within and win 5 or 6 games, and we're talking about all the Pat McAfee interviews and we're talking about the distractions and he's giving you the body language and not playing well, and he leads the Pittsburgh Steelers, the pinnacle of a well-run franchise in the NFL, with one of the best head coaches of this generation. If he implodes that team, then I'll tell you, fine, he's an issue. The Jets imploded every year. Like the idea that, oh, Aaron Rodgers went there and completely imploded the Jets. When were they ever a functioning organization? It's been two decades. And every teammate, everyone, to the point that this new head coach had to speak to the players individually about the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Does that sound like a cancer? Does that sound like somebody, you could say he's washed. You could say he can't play when he's banged up a little bit. You could say a lot. I don't think you have a leg to stand on if you're going to make the argument that this dude is a cancer in the clubhouse. I don't know what you're getting that from other than it didn't work. And they didn't win games. And Russell and, you know, Zach Wilson won more games. The team fell apart. They fired the head coach. The kicker blew them 2 games at the start of the year. They went to Ulbrich, the defensive coordinator, never replaced him as a defensive coordinator. And the team was an absolute mess and the defense fell apart. That's not on Aaron Rodgers and every single player. And I'll give you, okay, maybe not Garrett Wilson. Maybe Garrett Wilson is pleased, right? Garrett Wilson now wants to sign a long-term contract. I know he's played with Fields before. Let's see how happy he is in this offense. Let's see how happy he is when Fields can't throw it anywhere near him. And I got a bunch of this too. When I say Fields can't throw, I don't mean that he doesn't have a good arm. I mean he's inaccurate. I mean he's not a good passing quarterback. I don't mean that he literally cannot throw. He's a good athlete with a powerful arm and the ability to run. But he's known for, you know, not being that accurate, bad decision-making, the inability to process information quickly. He doesn't make good decisions. He doesn't make them quickly. That's who he is. And we'll see how happy Garrett Wilson is coming off his best season of his career with Aaron Rodgers. The most receptions he's ever had. 2 signature moments this season. Let's see how happy he is when Justin Fields is running all over the place because he can run and avoid the pass rush. Let's see when he's running all over the place and turning left and turning right and then throwing the ball 10 feet over Garrett Wilson's head. Let's see how much he likes it. I don't understand the cancer in the clubhouse bit. I really don't. I don't understand it. I know it ended poorly in Green Bay, and there was some rumors about him with the young wide receivers. And, yeah, he's tough. He's demanding. Go watch the Michael Jordan documentary. But he won 6 championships, I know. I mean, Tom Brady screaming at people on the sidelines, screaming at them in their face. You think it was easy for young receivers to go play for Tom Brady? You think it was easy for rookies to go play for Michael Jordan? Steve Kerr got punched in the face. Steve Kerr. Like, sometimes the great players are demanding. That's not bad. We love it when it's Tom Brady doing it in the Super Bowl. And that's the fair part. Rodgers hasn't won enough. I agree. For all the talent that he has, and as many good teams as he was on, I think he elevated those teams to better than they actually were. And I don't think he was ever given a coach as good as Bill Belichick. But he didn't win enough. He won championship for as good as he is not good enough. And he has some really memorable, bad playoff losses in his building. Number one to me is probably arguably the Niners and Jimmy Garoppolo going in there and beating them. So I get it. But he had a problem with the organization. He didn't have a problem with a lot of his players. And what was the, when he made a big statement about what the organization does wrong, what did he say? He said they don't take care of the players enough. He's like, we have guys who've, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into this organization, and then they're not taken care of. Now, whether or not he's right or wrong, like, that's not a cancer in the clubhouse. I don't view him as that. I view him as the best option to bring into this room. He was talking, he was the only one, like, we love the word accountability. It's that, it's our new favorite word. We throw it around because it makes us feel all warm and fuzzy. Makes us feel good. Sure, I could put a guarantee on the box. Because you think the guarantee fairy is going to come in and leave you something under your pillow. Like, that's how we treat accountability now. Accountability, oh, that's what we're missing. We're missing accountability. If only we had accountability. If only Aaron Boone brought accountability. If only the Jets had accountability. If only the Giants were held accountable. I want to be held accountable. Well, who was the only one talking about accountability last year? When Robert Saleh was talking about changing up the cadence, Aaron Rodgers was like, no, we're holding people accountable. The cadence works. I know. I've won four MVPs with it. We got to make sure it works. We got to work at it. We got to hold players accountable when they mess up. I'm telling you, I think they need his attitude with the New York Giants desperately. Because look at the last quarterback. Look at the aw shucks look on his face. Now, that's fine when you're Eli Manning and you're winning championships and you're throwing bullets to Plaxico Burress in Green Bay in the NFC Championship game. Then you can have that aw shucks look on your face. You can't be as bad as Daniel Jones has been and give you that aw shucks look. There was never any attitude. There was never any intensity. There was never anything. Bring in Aaron Rodgers. Bring in the idea, hey, I'm great and you better raise your level to meet me. I remember the Jets Hard Knocks and Randall Cobb had all the wide receivers huddled up. And he was talking about, hey, you better do this right or eight will not throw it to you. Like you better get it together because he won't throw it to you. That's accountability. Get it right or I'm not getting you the ball. Get it right or I'm holding you accountable. We love accountability. This dude brings it. Now, you want to say he's not accountable to himself? Making excuses sometimes? All right, I'll give you that. But he walks into that room and he holds players accountable. He walks into that room and he brings a gravitas. He walks into that room, he brings a level of expectation that the Giants haven't had in a long time. And he will demand people to raise their game up. I think it's good for Malik Nabers. I think it's good for Tracy. I think it's good for the offensive line. He holds people accountable and then he also holds them, like he did for Mekhi Becton, putting his arm around him. To the point where Mekhi Becton's mother was talking about how impactful he was with him. Like, I don't understand the cancer bit. I don't. I relish. Part of the reason I want it is because I relish him in the room. I want a four-time MVP and a Super Bowl champ in there with Cam Ward. No, who would you rather? You want Russell Wilson instead? Is that more appealing to you? Mr. Unlimited? Mr. Dangerous? Mr. Every teammate in the Legion of Boom couldn't stand him? whose teammates in Seattle still say they have no relationship with him? Is that who you want? Oh, but Aaron Rodgers, you know, forced his guys. At least he has guys. He has guys who want to come play with him. We're all applauding Devontae Adams for finally moving on and going to the Rams. Guys like playing with him. Former teammates like him, want to play with him. I'm listening to Marshawn Lynch do an interview saying, yeah, Russell Wilson, don't take my phone calls. But no, let's bring him in because he's less of a cancer. Let's do that. Aaron Rodgers is the perfect fit in every way. He is the perfect fit for the New York Giants. Now, are the Giants the perfect fit for him is more the question for me. Are the Giants able to sell themselves? Are they last case scenario? Are they what Tiki Barber said they were? Suck, suck, suck. And so everybody thinks they suck, suck, suck. I don't know, because I look at this roster now, I look at this team now, I don't think they suck. I could be wrong. I've not been positive on the New York Giants over the last couple of years. I thought last year would be a disaster. I thought they, even coming out of the playoff year, my stance was, I said it over and over and over again, leading into that season after the postseason, that I thought, best case scenario, that you would look at the team and say the Giants might be a better team, but they're probably going to lose more games. Even off the playoff run, I didn't think they were a playoff team the next year. I have been negative, negative, negative about the New York Giants, and I've been proven to be mostly right. And I'm still not telling you they're a playoff team with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not telling you they're an NFC championship game like I told you the Jets were. But I don't think they're this, oh my God, I'll take anywhere. Please, Pittsburgh, give me less money. I don't care. I got to go to Pittsburgh or Minnesota. Please, whatever. I'll play with J.J. McCarthy. I don't care. Guarantee me 2 starts. I think the Giants are a suitable option. He's already got a house here. We know that. He's put a lot of money into a house here in New Jersey. Malik Nabers is a stud wide receiver. And again, I do think there's something to the idea of if he turns around the Giants, like, unless he wins a Super Bowl with Pittsburgh, there's no positive. Unless he wins a Super Bowl with Minnesota, there's no positive. Now, he's got a better chance to do so, and if that's his only goal and put up good numbers, he's got a better chance maybe in those two places. But even if he doesn't put up MVP numbers, even if he doesn't take the team to the playoffs, if he wins 8 or 9 games, puts up good offensive numbers, and has the Giant fans feeling better, like he could resurrect a Giants team that's one of the proud franchises in this league that have fallen on the hardest times we have seen in 50 years. I do think that's a little bit of a selling point. Let's go to Steve in Rockland. What's up, Steve?
Well, Chris, you know, When it comes to cancers like that, that Aaron Rodgers is the lesser of the two.
Yeah,
I'm not going to I'll agree with that. But how about this?
Yeah,
let's use a different point of reference. Imagine if Daniel Jones just would have put up the numbers this past season, or a Giant quarterback would have put up the numbers that Aaron Rodgers put up.
Yeah.
With all his, you say what you want, and you know what? That guy off the field irks me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't like him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He is ignorant of a lot of things. You know, when it comes to the medical stuff, you know, I will say this. I will say this. That, okay, I'll put it like this. I am eminently more qualified to run HHS and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. All right, and we'll just leave there.
That's fine. And, you know, we don't have to get political, but I hear what you're saying.
Right? No.
I don't have a problem with I don't have a problem with Aaron Rodgers' ignorance as much as I have a problem with his belief in his expertise. Like that's
okay.
A lot of people are ignorant. I'm ignorant,
okay.
But he's
They're one and the same. But how about this? How about this? Aaron Rodgers, think about what you said. It rings true. Think about what Russell Wilson. What he did in Denver to get him booted out of, didn't he like
Yeah, he wanted his own office.
As an office.
Yes.
And all this other garbage.
Yes.
And what did, and then, okay, give him his own, but then, and then what did it translate into? A lot of L's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of losses. So you're not wrong about that.
Right.
All right.
And then Sean Payton comes in and wants no part of him, gets drafts Bo Nix, and they go to the playoffs.
Yeah, what I mean, what does that tell you?
I agree.
You know, and Mike Tomlin, look, I mean, that guy could take a Pop Warner team and potentially win games in the NFL with them. I don't know what his special sauce is, but it's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And he will go to Canton, okay? Here's another guy who's going to be in a Hall of Fame, okay? So, like you said, it's kind of up. It's up to Rodgers now where he's going to go.
Right. Well, of course, yeah, the Giants want him. There's no doubt. This is not me pitching the Giants on doing it. The Giants want him desperately. It's just a matter of if Aaron Rodgers will.
Okay. And you have, and you know, I'm sure that you have, you know, ears in that pipeline, but I will tell you that it's not, you know, upon further review, that's not a bad plan at all.
No. It's the dream, Steve. It's the dream. No, I don't understand anyone who thinks it's a bad plan. Like, there's no negative to it, and the options aren't there. That's the main thing is, like, even if you don't like Aaron Rodgers, and again, I don't agree with everything he says. I happen to like him. I do. I don't know why. I like him. I'm not going to get political here at all. I'm not. I don't want to get political. But let me just say this. Without getting into politics necessarily, I don't think you have to be on either side, to be honest with you, to disagree with some of the stuff Aaron Rodgers says. Like, I disagree, and I agree with you that he speaks as if he's really an expert on subjects that I don't think he's an expert on. The idea he would challenge Fauci, whatever you think about Fauci, I'm not getting into it, but the idea, whether you think he's crooked or whatever, like, the idea you're going to challenge a guy who's been in medicine his entire life to a debate on something, like, it's just, like, yeah, I disagree with him. I disagree with a lot of what he has to say. But I still like him. And not to get political, but can I just say that one second and get outside the... I think that's sorely missed in our country, that I can still like someone even though he says things I disagree with. I like him. I don't know why. Like, I you know, the drugs don't bother me at all. The ayahuasca doesn't bother me at all. If that's his thing, that's his thing. I don't know if I would be, you know, doing seminars and pushing it on people, but hey, it's his thing. And then, you know, just the darkness retreat and all that stuff, he's just the guy who thinks a little bit differently. And even if he thinks differently than I do, I like Aaron Rodgers. I do. I like him. I think he's a different guy. I've watched Enigma. I think he comes off as a good guy. I remember him sitting there waiting, and I felt bad for him at the NFL draft. And then he became one of the great players in the league. And I respect his game so much. I like watching great players. He's a great, great player. So I happen to like Aaron Rodgers, even while disagreeing on some of the stuff he has to say. And agreeing also that it's I don't put this in the cancer of the clubhouse box, but it's a distraction. It's in a distraction box. I said this before, like when people were like, you know, when the first reports came that there was some sort of ultimatum, or at least the Jets had a discussion about, hey, if we're going to move forward, you know, the McAfee interview's got to go away or things. And people were like, well, other guys have podcasts. Other guys do their, why is McAfee a distraction? I was like, well, he says things that are distracting. He says, he goes off on these tangents about a million different things. And then the team has to ask questions about it or gets asked questions about it and has to answer questions about it. And it's a distraction. There's no doubt. Again, like Lindor was on with BT and Sal. And if he did a weekly spot with BT and Sal, I don't think I'd call it a distraction. But if he challenges Fauci to debates about the vaccine, I would say, yeah, that's probably a distraction. And that's what Aaron Rodgers does. So I do think that he can be a distraction at times. And things can become all about him. through the media. I don't know about in the room, but through the media, we, me, you, us doing this, you know, beat reporters, columnists, talk show hosts, television personalities. Yes, it becomes all about Aaron Rodgers. In the room, though, I really don't think he's a cancer. I think they understand it's about the quarterback, and when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, that's how it is. I mean, everything was about Tom Brady. God knows everything was about Tom Brady. Nobody, up until the Super Bowl MVP, no one knew who Deion Branch was. So it wasn't like everything is about Tom Brady. And nobody seemed to call him a cancer in the clubhouse. So, yeah, sometimes it could be about him, and sometimes he says things that can create distractions. And the biggest issue I've ever had with him in his tenure with the New York Jets is he criticized the organization for distractions while creating them himself. He was a bit hypocritical in that department, and I called him out for it. But ultimately, I think the guy can still play. I think the guy has a lot of knowledge to impart on a young quarterback, and I believe him to be someone who would, in the Giants locker room, would create an idea of, hey, we've got to raise to his level. Hey, he's going to hold us accountable. Hey, a little bit of attitude with an organization that's just been skating by.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.